Welcome back on KJEV Sports Talk. Let's introduce you to the new Crystal City boys basketball head coach. His name is Lee Richardson. And, Coach, I'm sure you're pretty excited about getting the basketball season stuff started in, I think, October or maybe early November. But so you got a whole summer to kind of try to plan things out. But let's get to the Crystal City side of things in just a bit. But for those in Jefferson County that aren't really familiar with Lesterville and their basketball program and your time there, kind of dive into a little bit about Lesterville and sort of your time there, if you will.
You bet, Matt. Thanks for having me. I was at Lesterville the last 3 years and had a really good experience there. We got there and first season, we just had a couple of wins and really worked hard. Just the kids just worked hard year round and built the program up. And here this past season, we had a much better year. We got it up to 15 wins and won the Arcadia Valley tournament for the first time. Lesterville had done that in 51 years. So I was really, really happy with the time spent there and got a lot done. And now pretty excited that this door's open and moving up into a area with a tough conference, tough competition, but I think the opportunity and the kids I'll get to work with at Crystal City, we're really looking forward to that too.
Now, I do remember you won the Arcadia Valley tournament. Didn't you win one either right before that or right after that as well?
The week after Arcadia Valley, we then played the Valley Caledonia tournament and then we won that. So we had a really good start to the year. I think it probably caught a lot of people by surprise, and then as the year went on, and we played pretty good schedule down there, and the smaller schools down there, guys like South Iron and some of the other ones we compete with, pretty tough competition, and I think everybody kind of maybe caught up to us a little bit, and we weren't able to catch anybody by surprise the rest of the season, but we had a really good start to the year. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, once you kind of fly under the radar and then you're actually no longer under it and you're right on top of it and everyone sees you, you get their A-plus game. So, but hey, right. 15 wins, Coach, from a program that won just a couple your first year through, I'm sure you're pretty proud of that.
It was just a lot of hard work, to be honest with you, and we're proud of it, but just kind of more than anything, just to know that if you really do go in and work hard and have a good attitude about things and don't let losses discourage you or slow you down, you know that things will work out. To get that affirmation, that was probably the best part about it.
I'm sure that's really kind of the same message that you're going to apply to the Crystal City kids.
It is. I'm not exactly sure what the record was last year. They may have won six or seven games, and it's going to be different. It'll be different no matter what. When you bring a new coach in, there's that new element, and then they had, I guess, probably five or six seniors, including the big guy who's moving on. But then you have the new kids coming back. Some of those have varsity experience. Some of them played a lot on junior varsity, and there's some pieces there, and there's some talent. But at the same time, we all have to get used to each other and with a new system, and I'm trying to keep it pretty simple right now, and we'll just add as we go. But it is the same message, just come in every day and just listen to what we're trying to do and work as hard as you can at it and have a good attitude, and you'll see the results in time as long as you do those things. If you get discouraged or distracted, it'll take longer, and maybe it'll never happen, but so far, what I'm seeing from, we've worked with them for just a few days of camp, and it's been everything I could ask for.
Now, I know you just got hired in mid-May, Coach Richardson. So in terms of studying the competition around Jefferson County, I don't know how much homework you've been able to do in the last few weeks, but you mentioned it right at the top. It is a very tough area to play in. Jefferson's got a good team coming back. St. Pius is always very athletic and very tough to go up against. Festus lost a couple of main seniors, but Coach Jason Therrell's been running that program for a while now, and they've got great talent coming back as well. So really, and there's more to it. It's just more than those three teams. But kind of, if you will, what kind of homework have you been able to do on this area, and what's your assessment of it?
We competed with probably just a few teams on the fringe of that, but as you described, right there in that area, really tough competition. And I know a little bit, and some of the you know, my coaching buddies and some of the info that they've been able to share with me has helped. And I'm big on scouting things and preparing for things. So using this summer to kind of get even more familiar with it, talking to people, and also getting out and seeing these teams. This weekend coming up, we're going to be playing in the Lead Belt Shootout down at Park Hills. And I believe several of those teams that I haven't had a really good look at, like Hephaestus or Pius, for example, I believe they're going to be there, and that'll be my first look at them. And by the same token, I don't know how much we'll show them this early in the process, because when you've been a coach, as you described, at Hephaestus, and you've been there for several years, and you have your system in place, and then, you know, here we come with a new crew and a new coach. We probably won't give away too much with what we're doing right now, but that'll be a good chance for me to see those teams and kind of start to build some ideas and some familiarity with the competition around there.
We broadcast Crystal City's homecoming game this past season, and there was not an empty seat in the entire house, and that gym was packed. It was loud. Our former employer, Matt Bates, did the game, and it was just a really great atmosphere. And, you know, Crystal City, you mentioned it, the big guy that they had, Brady DeGear, moving on to bigger and better things. If you will, I mean, is it I wasn't really sure how the crowd was at Lesterville, but have you heard much about Crystal City and the fan support?
I have. They talk about, and specifically they talk about when, you know, Herculaneum comes in, or Pius, or Hephaestus, Jefferson, the ones right there, that it'll get packed. And it's one of the things, I walked in and saw the gym for the first time, I guess, when I interviewed back in April. And really, really, you know, that gym has kind of a, you know, a little bit of old school charm to it. I like the double sided bleachers, and, you know, kind of get that idea that when you get it, that thing full, it's probably rocking in there. And that'll be fun. We would have good crowds where I was before. But probably what they're telling me, I'm probably comparing it in my head probably to the really big crowds you get at the AV tournament, especially on those last couple of nights when you're in the semifinals and championship night, and there's not a empty seat in place, and everybody's, you know, it's pretty electric. So, yeah, people have described that to me, and I'm really looking forward to leading the team in competing in that environment.
We're speaking to Lee Richardson, formerly of Lesterville, now the Crystal City Boys head basketball coach. And, Coach, introduce for us, if you will, your coaching staff. Have you been able to put that together yet?
We're actually still working on that. I think we're looking for one of the junior high coaches at this time, and possibly a junior varsity coach as well. But we have some prospects there, and we also have a young man coming in on the junior high staff who's a Crystal City graduate from a few years ago named Logan Grove, and he's been helping out at camps and stuff, and I think he's got a great future in basketball coaching, and I think he's going to help us out a lot. But we're still looking, but I think that's all coming together at this point.
A lot of people might be nervous about a new coach coming in and sort of restarting things, but Coach, with my time at J98, and I'm sure everyone down at J98 can agree, you've always been a great help, and we know that you are kind of the right guy for this job, and we certainly appreciate you joining us here today. And one more question for you: what's kind of your message to the Crystal City community?
Well, I appreciate that a lot, and, you know, try to be accessible to everybody, and that includes people in the community, the fans, the parents, and just know that we're gonna work as hard as we can, and everybody just be patient and know that, you know, we're gonna kind of take a long term approach to this. It's saying, you know, we want to win right away, just like everybody does, and with the schedule the way it is, and some of the different things, you know. We may not win everything right away, but just hopefully if we stay the course and follow the plan, we'll see a lot of growth and progress, I think, by the end of the first year and definitely as we get further down the road. So everybody just be patient and cheer for us and be excited about what's coming in the future.
All right. Great message, Coach. Certainly appreciate your time today, and best of luck to you. We certainly look forward to working with you here at KJEF.
Likewise, Matt. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Lee Richardson, the new Crystal City Boys Head Basketball Coach, joining us here on KJEF Sports Talk.